The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime by Mark Haddon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is dedicated to SOS, with thanks to Catherine Heyman, Claire Alexander, Kate Shaw, and Dave Cohen. Acknowledgements. Underground logo, fabric designs, and line diagram reproduced with kind permission of Transport for London. Kuoni advert reproduced with kind permission of Kuoni Advertising. A-level maths question reproduced with kind permission of OCR. Every effort has been made to trace other copyright holders, and the publishers will be happy to correct mistakes or omissions in future editions. 2. It was 7 minutes after midnight. The dog was lying on the grass in the middle of the lawn, in front of Mrs. Shear's house. Its eyes were closed. It looked as if it was running on its side, the way dogs run when they think they are chasing a cat in a dream. But the dog was not running or asleep. The dog was dead. There was a garden fork sticking out of the dog. The points of the fork must have gone all the way through the dog and into the ground, because the fork had not fallen over. I decided that the dog was probably killed with the fork, because I could not see any other wounds.